It is now time for
the feature band
of the week.
Access granted.
Yeah, baby. Right.
Yeah, now, baby.
Now I haven't even told you this.
You're holding out on me?
No. Well, I was explaining it to DJ Moses.
Yeah. DJ Moses just called us. He's a good chap, that guy.
Yeah. Well, I was explaining to him this before, and there's some weird circumstances around this feature band this week.
Go on, I'm listening and intrigued.
Okay. About a month ago, maybe a little bit less.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, actually,
I'm trying to remember. A month ago was about June...
something.
10th?
Yeah.
10-ish?
But let's go back about 10 years.
10 years in 1 month?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going back to 2002, June 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're still in university.
No, we're not.
Okay, let's go back even
You might have been still.
Yeah, I might have been still. Let's go back a little bit more.
Okay.
And don't give away how old we are.
You just did.
Anyway.
We're really smart, though.
Yeah, we learned a lot, though. So
we learned a lot younger, like we excelled through school. I was only 4 in 2002.
So anyway, I'm shopping in Toronto.
Okay,
at
yes.
An HMV.
Yeah.
And I'm just going through, and I see this guy there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, hang on a second, I know that guy.
Yeah.
And so I kind of follow him around the store, you know, look at different CDs around, like fake looking at different CDs.
Was it DJ Doormat? There.
No.
Oh.
No, someone more prestigious than even DJ Doormat.
Than DJ Doormat?
Yeah.
Does it get any more prestigious than DJ Doormat?
Yeah. So I'm talking to my girlfriend at the time, and I'm like, yeah, that's him. That is the lead singer of 5440. That's Neil Osborne right there over there. And so
right there.
Yeah, so I'm saying this to her, and she's like, no, it can't. Why would he be in Toronto, first of all?
Because he lives in Vancouver, or like out in D.C.
Right. And
I'm assuming, because that's where he's from.
Yeah, I think he's from Vancouver. And why would he just be in like a random HMV?
Doing what you're doing, looking for good music to listen to.
So anyways, I approach him, and I say...
What'd you say to him?
I can't remember. It was 10 years and a month ago.
This is a great story.
No, but I said something to him. And you know what I did?
Yeah.
I got a picture.
Yeah. I've seen this picture.
So a month ago, I posted that picture on our Facebook.
Yeah.
With just out of the blue. I had the picture.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, we talk about music all the time.
All the time.
I enjoy 5440.
Yeah, usually on Tuesdays between 8 and 10, we're talking about music.
So I'm going to post this picture on our music Facebook page.
Right.
That was that.
Okay.
Now.
End of story. No.
A week ago.
But not end of story.
No. A week ago, I started thinking, I wonder what 5440 is doing. Out of the blue. I just started thinking that.
Just came to you.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting around and...
I don't know.
And you don't got anything else better to do.
I don't have a job. So yeah, I'm sitting around and I go to random bands' websites and stuff like that. So they have a cool thing on their website where you can ask like their star... fan questions about the band and they'll answer it.
Okay.
And they know everything.
So this is like their street team
on their
or
website.
Whatever.
Yeah, kind of. But he's like a star fan or something that knows more than they even know it.
So he's let's be clear. He's not a fan of stars. He's not an astronomer guy.
Just 5440.
Just 5440. Yeah. Okay.
So I write on there, do you think that 5440 would come on the Mono A Mono show? Just to see what happens.
Sure.
You know? So I write that, and he replies and says something. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Now, so wait a second. You talked to him in HMV 10 years ago, and you can't remember what you said to Neil Osborne. And then you, like a week ago, I would remember that.
Here's
I would remember what
I said.
What
Neil
I said.
Osborne.
Okay.
Can you take a picture with me?
Because, 10 years ago,
you're
even more shy than you are now. Excuse me, I'd like to get by now, and can I have a picture with you?
I'll verify if it's you later.
I'm a really big fan. Get away, kid, I'm just trying to buy music.
So I write that, and he replies and says, I don't know, go talk to somebody else or something. So anyways, we come in.
That's what their star witness
show.
Yeah.
last week doing the Southern Souls show.
Right.
And you go to air our song before the show, or our promo music on the Mega Seg.
Yeah.
And what comes on instead?
5440.
5440 out of the blue. And I say, I hope this isn't the Hootie and the Blowfish version. I hope this is 5440.
I go blind.
Yeah. So that happens. Then we're doing the show. I'm thinking of all this just today. Then we're doing the show, and I just notice it over on the wall, the 54.
It's like the stars were aligning.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And I notice it there, and I take it, and I'm like, this is their new CD. I don't have this one.
Right.
And you were like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, just last week. So then we leave, and I'm listening to Sound FM, as I often do.
Right.
And
when you can understand the language.
Yeah. And a live version of Radio Love Song, which happens to be in our intro to the battle.
Yes, it does.
Comes on. And another program is playing it. And it's kind of like a polka style. But it's definitely 5440 playing it because Neil Osborne has a very distinct voice.
Yeah.
And so that's another sign. So I decided to send them an email to their management, see if they will. This is a long story, but
I don't care. This is a fantastic story.
So
this just shows all the young Mono Amigos out there that if you really believe you could do something, you can do it.
And
something like that.
Things align. Like, I don't know how all these coincidences happen, but they do. So then, anyways, then I send their management an email, and I get a response back. And they might be on the Mono A Mono show. In the future. Might
Shut
be.
The front door.
Yeah, in the future. Coming up. And it's not 100%
yet. It's tentative. I know. I was playing dumb right there. I know. I've known this, which is why we're very excited and why we were kind of trying to quell our excitement when we talked about the more serious matter of the passing of Dennis Flemion. But this is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, 5440, in my mind anyways, and I think in the mind of a lot of Canadians...
Oh, yeah.
They are pretty much Canadian rock, royalty, in my mind.
Yeah. I would say they're at the top of the list for Canada's greatest bands.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
With 30-plus years of existence.
Yeah.
And in each decade, they've released great albums that have had, like, great hit singles.
Exactly. They've been very prolific.
Unbelievable. Now we're
and prolific with great tunes as well. Not just prolific. They're not just writing garbage and throwing it out there.
No,
they're writing good quality stuff.
And we were saying we could pick. I'm going to through a list here, and I'm probably missing a million singles too.
Probably.
They've got a ton. Baby Ran, I Go Blind, One Gun, Sheila, Assaholic, Ocean Pearl, Radio Love Song, Love You All, Lies to Me, Since When?
Tons
Holy
of them.
Holy crap.
I know. Like,
Holy crap.
If they come on, if they come on, and they say, what song do you want us to play? What do we pick?
Yeah, how do you pick?
I don't know.
And I just hope that I don't revert back to a year and 1 month ago.
You mean 10 years and 1 month ago?
Oh yeah, 10 years and 1 month. I don't know. Can you give a picture?
So you guys made a lot of music. What was that like?
For people in Ontario, the way that this is possible is these guys are touring right now. July 27th, they're playing in Belleville, Ontario at the Empire Rock Festival.
Right.
July 28th, they're playing in London, Ontario at Rock the Park. Then in August, they're going to Lockport, New York at the Labatt's Canal.
I wonder if they're going to go to Lockport Gambino Ford.
And then they've got a bunch of... two more in Ontario, in Bala and Deep River. And
Then
they go back to BC.
Cool.
So they've got a bunch of these out here.
And I noticed that they've got, between July 28th and August 3rd,
yeah,
there's a lot of days in between there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking.
Well, let's.
I got my thinking cap on.
We'll each pick right now a 5440 song.
Oh, geez, you're putting me on the spot.
Not from the new album, because we'll play a couple from the new album coming up. But let's play one of our favorite 5440 songs here.
Okay.
What are you going with?
I'm gonna pick a song that has a little bit of a backstory. So I am friends with this band from Manchester, England, called they were called Roller at the time, and they covered this 5440 song and released it as a single on one of their albums. And I may be mistaken, but they may have also opened for 5440 a few times. I think they did that when they came over the first time to like tour in Canada and the States. And then because they played shows with them, then they like,
you know what?
Baby
I
ran.
Feel like that was one of the times that I saw them.
Probably.
In Hamilton was when Roller opened for 5440.
Possibly.
I think that it was.
Yeah. So they covered Baby Ran and released it as a single, I believe, on their second album. So that's my selection.
All right.
I'm picking Baby Ran. But the 5440 version. I know, it's tough, eh?
I know.
There's too many. How many songs can we play more than one? Can we pick more after this?
Yeah, maybe we'll play more towards the end. We've got lots of time.
We got lots of time.
I'm going to go with Since When. You went with one from the 80s. I'm going to go with one from the, late 90s.
Sounds
with
good.
Their song Since When. So here it is. We'll get to yours first. Baby Ran right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Like you.
right. There's some Baby Ran and Since When right there. By 5440.
By 5440.
Now, the new album that came in was Lost in the City right here. And if you want to find out more about these guys, check out www.5440.com.
That's right. Now, I always thought, for some reason, and maybe I'm thinking of a different band, but I'm pretty sure it's 5440, that I always thought it was their the latitude and longitude of where they were from. But it's not.
No,
It's from the slogan 5440 or fight, which was coined when President James Polk was trying to control the U.S.-Canada border.
Ah.
Near Oregon.
Ah, well, there you go. So you learned something. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I always thought it was their latitude and longitude of their...
And you've got all the current members and past members over there.
I do, yeah. So 5440 have been around since 1981. They've been rocking the free world, as Neil Young said, since 1981. And they're still going. And they currently are comprised of Neil Osborne, Matt Johnson, Brad Merritt, and Dave Genn, who used to be in Matthew Good Band.
Ah.
And then the longest serving member that is no longer is Phil Comparelli. And then two past drummers were Daryl Newdorf and Ian Franey. So there you go.
All right. So now they released this album in June 2011.
That's right.
And like I said, I just noticed it over there on the wall last week.
Yeah, because sometimes the new releases, they bypass us, folks. Yeah. So what I suggest you do if you want us to hear it and want to hear your stuff played on the Mono a Mono show is if you're sending it into the station, send it care of the Mono a Mono show or attention to the Mono a Mono show. But anyways.
So anyway, but what ended up, like all these coincidences that just worked out perfectly is they're touring the album right now.
Yeah.
So, and they're playing, like I was saying before, in Ontario right at the end of July. Like, what a coincidence.
Like, all the stars aligned, the planets aligned, and the timing is right. So, I would say, if I'm 5440, why tempt fate?
That's
just go
exactly
with it.
Right.
Just come on the show.
So, we're going to play a couple tracks off of this Lost in the City. Now, and when I was checking out their website the other day, too, there's a YouTube video. I think it's YouTube. There's a video, anyway. It says, "Why is this mime so angry?"
Uh-oh.
And then these two mimes go at it, and they're about to fight, and they're getting right into it. They yell and they charge, and it says...
The mimes yell? Mimes don't yell.
One of them yelled, yeah.
What? Really?
One of them did.
Oh, wow.
So
they broke character.
He was really mad.
He must have been.
Anyways, they get it, they start this big fight, and then it says, "To be continued." And I can't find the second video.
Oh, man, is there one?
It's not on their site. I don't know. That's one of the questions we'd have to ask, is why is that mime so mad?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say we could ask their star witness. But, but why? No, why waste questions?
I'll wait.
Yeah, we don't want to waste questions.
I'll wait. Good idea. Okay, so I'm going to get to a couple songs off this new album here. I'm going to play Let Me Be Your Wheel, which I think is a great one. And another great one, it goes right into it. These are track 1 and 2 off the album. Lost in the City, the title track.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right, here they are on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
I couldn't close my eyes. I just asked myself, what happened to my life? Let me be, let me be, let me be your wheel. And rock it to roll me onto your feet. skin to roll it onto your feet. All I want from you is time to have your heart, change your mind. Let me be, let me be, let me be your wheel. I've been lost in the city for too long, I can't think anymore. I've been lost in the city, yeah, for too long. And I'm wandering, wandering now, through the red to the green to the brown. I've been lost in the city, yeah, for too long.
Have it. Some brand new tracks off Lost in the City and
by 5440.
Yeah.
And here on the Mono A Mono show.
And I like that number one, Let Me Be Your Wheel. It sounds like two different songs in one.
Yeah,
there.
That
like,
breakdown at the, yeah, in, the awesome. In the middle. With the chorus coming in. Yeah. Very cool.
Some cool stuff right there.
I certainly hope that they
take
our invitation seriously and this we can make this happen somehow.
Yeah. I think it'd be a great live to air. I think all the Mono Amigos everywhere would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
Yeah, so, indeed. So check it out. Lost in the City is the album. 5440 is the band.
Yep. And more at www.5440.com.
There you go.
And
more.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and you'll inevitably get more at www.monoamonoradio.com.
That's right. And if this happens, we'll be the first to let you know. And we were talking during that song, saying all their great songs, so we figured let's pick one other one, and we'll each play another 5440 song.
Yep, I'm going with Ocean Pearl.
Ocean Pearl. Okay, we'll play that one second, because what I want to play, not a single here.
Okay.
Another one off the Since When album. This is their song, I Could Give You More. So
okay.
It's not a single, but I really enjoy this one. So
awesome.
This is it.
Let's
I Could Give You More, right into Ocean Pearl, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Bitten in the